For years, New Hampshire has been unable to recruit enough prison officers. It's a problem corrections departments face across New England. Despite thousands spent on recruitment and advertising, New Hampshire prisons operate with 70 fewer officers than they need. So today, NHPR's Emily Corwin reports on one possible hurdle to hiring more officers, the polygraph test.
I'm deep inside the administrative offices for New Hampshire's Department of Corrections, and I'm sitting in Don Valenti's gray upholstered polygraph chair. My feet are dangling, so Valenti puts a ream of paper and a hardcover book under them, then two foot sensors.
Okay, lean back and lift your arms up. Keep your arms up until I tell you to put them down. I'm going to reach over.
Now Valenti's latching pneumograph tubes around me to monitor my breathing. One goes under my armpits, another around my ribs. The guy is a fast talker who grew up in Boston. He administers polygraph tests here, at the prison, and for local police.
All right. The next thing I'm going to put on you is what we call EDA components.
There are clips on my right hand fingers measuring blood flow and sweat. My left hand is completely numb because of a blood pressure type cuff that's cutting off my circulation. I don't even want a job at the prison, and I'm sweating. Valenti says everyone gets nervous.
What I tell a person in reference to breathing is all they have to do is breathe in the same way as you would when you're having a conversation with somebody. You don't go rapid breathing, right?
Want a job in a New Hampshire prison? You gotta sit in this chair. In most states, applicants for correctional officer jobs have to pass a background check and a physical fitness test. New Hampshire is the only state in New England that requires correctional officers pass a polygraph test. Linda McDonald is responsible for recruitment for the prisons. She says this test is one reason the prisons have a hard time hiring officers.
And we do find that there is a lot of people, once they sit down with the polygraph examiners and they start listening to questions, they decide that, look, this isn't, it's just not the place for me.
It's pretty rare to find a polygraph test in the hiring process. Almost 30 years ago, Congress actually banned private employers from using the tests. 10 years later, the Supreme Court limited their use in courtrooms. Research shows they're unreliable, though they're still allowed in law enforcement. Department of Corrections Commissioner Bill Wren is responsible for almost 3,000 incarcerated people. So he says he needs the test to weed out people who could make poor prison guards, someone who might smuggle drugs to prisoners or abuse inmates or be vulnerable to blackmail. Here's a question, though. Does this polygraph test really weed out people with bad judgment, or does it just weed people out?
People don't think about the things when they're doing them. They think about after the fact when they go for these type of jobs.
Here's what Valenti says. When people get booted because of a bad polygraph, drugs are usually the kicker. Smoked marijuana in the last 6 months and you're disqualified. For other drugs, you can't have used them in 3 years. Often, Valenti hears this.
2 years ago, I took somebody's Adderall. We see this a lot with college students. They do final time. They take somebody's Adderall and they say it helps me focus. Okay. The problem with that is that based on the administrative rules, they are prohibited from being certified. Even if we wanted to hire somebody, the rules will not allow that.
Still, the Department of Corrections stands by the test, though it has narrowed questioning down over the years. Valenti says he doesn't ask about whether someone's hunted or fished without a license anymore. He does ask about pornography consumption and sexual behavior, like, is it always consensual? But rather than just illegal behavior, HR also wants to understand candidates' judgment. Like that
they're not putting themselves out there, you know, on the internet in various compromising positions. People can use that against them, maybe try to get them to coerce them and stuff.
There are lots of reasons people are not applying for jobs as correctional officers here. Unemployment is at record lows, and while the benefits are good, the starting salary is just over $30,000 a year. Many who might be interested can't pass the criminal background check. Nevertheless, the department does get around 450 applicants each year. Last year, it hired 40, but then lost 18 people to retirement. In Concord, at a recent Correctional Academy graduation last November, there were only 6 officers receiving diplomas. That's a number Commissioner Wren says is disappointing. I asked those graduates what part of the application process they found the hardest.
The hardest part would honestly be the lie detector part, not that.
The polygraph, from my understanding, is where a lot of people are weeded out throughout the process.
Here's the thing. There are actually 2 stages to the polygraph test. First, Valenti sits you down in a regular green office chair, facing him right next to the polygraph chair with all its wires and sensors. Valenti explains how the test works. Then he has a conversation. And Valenti says most of the bad things people admit to doing come out in this green office chair before anyone gets strapped to the actual machine.
Because they look at the chair and realize, this isn't going to work, I'm not going to make it through this. And they start saying, well, this, that.
Commissioner Wren says he needs that information. He thinks other employers would want to have it too.
I believe that that if a prior employer had that information because they had a polygraph unit that they used prior to them hiring that individual, that they would not have considered that individual for hiring purposes.
Federal law won't allow NHPR to require me and my colleagues to take a polygraph test. But if it could, I wonder how many of us would have gotten our jobs. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.